Chapter 12. A few minutes later, Ginevra Boynton reached them, and Dr. Gerard introduced her to Hercule Poirot.
"I tried to see you in the hotel, mademoiselle," said Poirot. "Will you talk to me now?"
They walked away from Sarah and Dr. Gerard.
You are a detective, aren't you?"
asked Ginevra.
"A very well-known detective?"
"The best detective in the world," said Poirot,
saying it as a simple truth.
"Have you come here to protect me?"
Ginevra asked quietly. Poirot stroked his moustache thoughtfully.
"Are you in danger, mademoiselle?"
"Yes. Yes, they're trying to kill me."
Ginevra looked around quickly.
"I told Dr. Gerard about it in Jerusalem. He was very clever. He didn't say anything, but he followed me to Petra. He is kind and good. He's in love with me."
Ginevra's voice became soft and beautiful.
"He says my name in his sleep. I saw him lying there ill on his bed, saying my name. I went away quietly."
She paused.
"Did Dr. Gerard ask you to protect me? There are enemies all around me. Sometimes they are in disguise."
"Yes, yes," said Poirot gently. "But you are safe here with your family."
"They are not my family,"
Ginevra said proudly.
"I can't tell you who I really am. It's a secret."
"Was your mother's death a great shock to you, mademoiselle?"
Poirot asked gently. Ginevra stamped her foot angrily.
"She wasn't my mother. My enemies paid her to pretend she was."
"Where were you on the afternoon of her death?"
"I was in my tent. It was hot in there, but I didn't come out in case they killed me."
She shivered with fear.
"One of them looked into my tent. He was in disguise, but I knew him. I pretended to be asleep. The Arab prince sent him to kidnap me."
"They are very romantic, these stories that you invent," Poirot said.
Ginevra stopped and looked at him angrily.
"They're true. They're all true."
Again, she stamped her foot before turning and running down the hillside. Poirot stood looking after her, and in a few minutes he heard a voice close behind him.
"What did you say to her?"
asked Dr. Gerard, a little out of breath, as Sarah joined them. Poirot answered the doctor's question.
"And Ginevra was angry?" said Dr. Gerard. "That's good. She still knows that what she says isn't true. When she comes to my clinic in Paris, it is all arranged. I will make her better. Ginevra enjoys acting and drama and being the centre of attention, like her mother."
He hurried down the hill after Ginevra.
"Ginevra is nothing like that horrible old woman," said Sarah with a frown. "Although, in Jerusalem, I once felt sorry for Mrs. Boynton myself. I suddenly saw her differently. Not evil, but pathetic."
Sarah's face went red as she remembered that meeting.
"I felt so stupid," she admitted. "And I felt even more stupid when Lady Westholme said she'd seen me talking to Mrs. Boynton. She probably overheard me."
"What exactly did Mrs. Boynton say to you?"
Poirot asked.
"Can you remember the exact words?"
"I remember," replied Sarah, "because she said it so poisonously, not even looking at me. She said, 'I never forget Remember that. I never forget anything. An action, a name, or a face. Then she suddenly asked, Monsieur Poirot, have you found out anything definite about Mrs. Boynton's death?
I have found out that Raymond Boynton spoke to his sister Carol when he talked about killing his mother. He told me that they were both overexcited and forgot about it the next day.
Then he added gently,
Miss Sarah, what are you so afraid of?
Sarah's face was white.
That afternoon, when he left me, Raymond said he wanted to do something now, while he had the courage. I thought he meant just to tell her, but what if he meant...